This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. 8537569. Today is Flag Day. If you don't have a flag, maybe it's time to get one. Right? This is the day in 1777 the Stars and Stripes was adopted by Congress as the flag of the United States. There you go. It's also the day that the Continental Army was established in 1775, marking the birth of the United States Army, which was celebrated by Hamilton. if nothing else, I think Hamilton is going to get kids maybe interested in United States history. Hamilton is a very interesting guy, as was Aaron Burr. If you go to the Smithsonian, have you, Jacob, ever been to the Smithsonian in D.C.?
Nope.
You should go. All the all the government-run museums, which are most of them, Air and Space, all the Smithsonian's, National Gallery, are all free. The couple of exceptions that are worth seeing that are not is the News Museum, which is pretty interesting. They also have a good restaurant there, and the Spy Museum, which across the street from it, and both of those are worth going to. They're not inexpensive, but the rest of everything else in D.C. basically is. And the gift shops have great deals in them, too. I have a cool geode that I got from the I have to figure out what I did with that. It's somewhere at the gift shop. On this day in 1789, whiskey distilled from maize is first produced by Reverend Elijah Craig. It's named Bourbon because Reverend Craig lived in Bourbon County, Kentucky. And you probably thought Bourbon County was named after the drink, and it's the other way around. It turns out whiskey in Gaelic means water of life. Isn't it cool that I know really dumb things like that? I told you, Trivial Pursuit. On this day in 1900, Hawaii became a U.S. territory, not a state, for a long time. In 1907, Norway grants women the right to vote, which is well ahead of most countries. In 1949, Albert II, a rhesus monkey, rides a V-2 rocket to an altitude of 83 miles, becoming the first monkey in space. Dun, dun, dun. 1949. Think about how early that was. Space program in the United States really didn't get off the ground very much till the 60s, right? In 1954, Eisenhower signed a bill into law that places the words under God in the United States Pledge of Allegiance. Been controversial ever since. In 2002, the near-Earth asteroid 2002 MN misses the Earth by 75,000 miles, which is about a third of the distance between the Earth and the Moon. And I remember people deciding that it was actually going to hit the Earth, and it was going to be the end. And I actually may have done a program saying, all right, if the Earth was going to end, I've done it a couple times. Remember that guy about, what was it, about 6 years ago who said the Earth was the Mayan calendar? Remember that one? That the Earth was going to end.
Oh, yeah. I was super into that.
And then he said, oh, whoops. So then he said it was going to end the next year. And I thought, you know, once you've blown it once, your credibility is kind of shot. But so we did it twice, though, because it was a good question to ask on the air. Okay, the important, the thing that I wanted to bring most attention to is on this day in 1937, the U.S. House of Representatives passes the Marijuana Act. Now, marijuana was spelled M-A-R-I-H-U-A-N-A, all right? Now, you may think, well, this is kind of stupid, but it turns out to be absolutely fascinating. Did you read all this, Jacob?
Pretty much, yep.
That the issue about why marijuana began to be taxed is very complicated because supposedly it was kind of a cabal that had to do with that the issue was not actually marijuana, it was hemp, which is the internal part of the stem. They said the aim of the act was to reduce the size of the hemp industry in an effort by Andrew Mellon, Randolph Hearst, and the DuPont family, because that they decided that hemp had become a cheap substitute for paper pulp, and the Hearst family had extensive timber holdings. Mellon was Secretary of the Treasury and the wealthiest man in America, had invested in the DuPont family's new synthetic fiber, nylon, a fiber that was competing with hemp. So in 1916, the Department of Agriculture chief scientist created a paper that said hemp herds as papermaking material, in which they concluded that paper from the hemp herds were a suitable source for paper production. Turns out they were probably wrong. But nevertheless, the idea was that these guys felt like it was that hemp was going to challenge both the basis of their wealth, timber and nylon. So they said that all of a sudden we should regulate marijuana. And the idea was presumably not marijuana per se. The AMA opposed the act because the tax was imposed on physicians prescribing cannabis, retail pharmacists selling cannabis, and medical cannabis cultivation manufacturing. The AMA proposed that cannabis instead be added to the Harrison Narcotics Tax Act. Can you believe this?
That's crazy.
I know. But did you have any idea that marijuana had such a complicated legal history?
I had heard some stuff about that on a podcast once.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't. Who is it? Woody Harrelson is a great proponent of hemp.
Yep.
He wears hemp clothes and whatever. But I had no idea that the whole thing was nearly as complicated and nearly as politically fraught. There was a bill passed in 1928 included that cannabis is a drug, not a medicine, and all states had some kind of laws against improper use of cannabis. The Uniform State Narcotic Act by 1951. New justification emerged in the Boggs Act that superseded the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937 was passed. The Internal Revenue Code was enacted, and the Marijuana Tax Act was included in the 1954 code. And now it's being legalized. I mean, it just seems to me, and apparently all the idea about reefer madness and it was addictive was all made up to cover the idea that it was really a competitor for wealthy guys' holdings in timber and nylon. Who knew? I didn't. All right, so that's who knew was that interesting? I just know it's smelly, and the subways have gotten a lot smellier since it's been decriminalized in a lot of places. It was bad enough to sit next to people who've been smoking cigarettes, but now, you know, it smells much worse. Tom Wheeler defeats the broadband industry. Net neutrality wins in court. There's kind of a scary story out of Israel about a Palestinian clown that's been held for 6 months in jail without a trial because they think he has ties to Palestinian, to the PLO. And they're now deciding they can keep him for another 6 months. And the clown community worldwide is outraged. The scariest story, as far as I'm concerned, in all of the news today, Wayne State drops math as general ed requirement. You don't have to take math anymore to graduate from college unless your major requires it. Can you believe that? Not having to take math? What are they going to do next? You don't have to read or tell time? I just find that just alarming. I mean, math. Can get through college without taking math. Nursing program will be setting up one level of math students must pass in order to graduate, while the journalism department could set a completely different standard. We felt the math requirement was better left to the various programs and majors to decide what level of math would be needed. How about basic understanding of the world in which we live? Apparently not. All right, 855-99. You know, we should. I'm trying to think how we could do it on Facebook. You can't make it yes or no. How important is math in today's world? Let's do that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Troy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. For those of you who are OJ fans, we had mentioned yesterday that we'd gotten a bunch of responses because there was one of OJ's unnamed friends says that he thinks that OJ will confess that he actually to the murders because of double jeopardy he can't be tried again, and apparently he's put on a lot of weight, and he's really miserable. And as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I think the friend is saying it's a way for him to kind of clear his conscience. I don't think he has a conscience, but I think he would do it just to get back in the spotlight. That it seemed an appropriate, I guess, time to do it because, as I mentioned, ESPN's 30 for 30, which I'm a huge fan and have been for years, has put out a five-part series on O.J. called O.J. Made in America about his promise as a football player from high school on in the pros and his early promise and then the whole experience of O.J. and sort of in some ways drawing parallel to what was going on in the country in terms of race relations, of which he really distanced himself, which becomes very clear in the, I'm not black, I'm O.J. But it's a fascinating series, as I said. I use the word subjective. I think immersed may be a fairer term in the entire 7 hours, which if you can do it, I really highly recommend. Whenever I go see my daughter, we sort of binge watch television because I don't watch television. So I've watched like Sons of Anarchy. That's how I knew about Sons of Anarchy and some other TV shows where we'll just watch for hours, maybe not seven. But, I mean, it's actually 7.5. If you're just going to watch some, watch the first one and the last one. But it's worth seeing. It really is. So we're asking the musical question, do you think he'll confess? And has the second part of the question was, has your view of the I guess the trial in O.J. and his guilt or innocence shifted? And that came really from Manny because, as I mentioned yesterday, that if you look at the interviews following the trial, that they really broke very cleanly in, if painfully, along racial lines, is that African-Americans felt that he'd been set up, that it was the gov was planted, that this was just the white society coming down on you know, a black guy, and white society felt with the same percentage, which was about two-thirds in both, or about 75% in both cases, that he was guilty. So Jacob, do you have any feelings about this one way or the other?
Not really. I mean, it's kind of weird that if he could say he did it, then nothing would happen. I mean,
well, it's double jeopardy. You can't be put in risk of your life for twice.
Yeah, it doesn't really make a lot of sense to me. But.
Well, there's still he lost the civil case and still owes a great deal of money to the families. But all right, let's see what listeners said because I don't want to divert this again and then we keep going, never getting back to it. So let's see what people on Facebook said.
All right. Terry says, no, why would he? We already know he got away with murder. It would buy him nothing but possibly a clear conscience, nothing else.
I don't know how it buy him. I think confessing it doesn't erase the deed, but
right. Jennifer says, I don't think he will, if only for the fact that I don't think he wants his children to ever really know that he killed their mother.
It's an interesting question, and I don't know if the kids. I'm trying to remember if their kids are interviewed in the film. They're shown at one point, but I don't know that they're actually interviewed. I can't imagine them wanting to be interviewed about it at all.
Okay. Irene says, no, he was still and is still... He was and still is an entitled coward.
Woo. Tell me what you really think. As I said, my only contribution to the issue, and I actually talked with the producer about it, is the director makes kind of the assumption at one point that the reason he was so angry with his wife is because she was aloof and white and kind of an ice princess. And I said, let me tell you, I lived in San Francisco when O.J. was living there, and his first wife was neither an ice princess nor black. She was white. She was African American, and he beat the daylights out of her. So this was not a new pattern with him. He didn't murder her, but he did. The domestic violence was absolutely part of his way of behaving.
Kim says, no, I kind of think he has convinced himself he didn't do it.
Huh, that's an interesting perspective. Alrighty, so, is that the last one?
No, one more. John says, no way, he is as narcissistic as Trump and will never admit doing something wrong or ever apologize.
Well, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, so you guys are saying, by and large, it sounds like you haven't changed your opinions over the time. That it'd be really interesting to poll the African American community in America and see if their opinions have changed. My guess is they probably have, but I don't know that for certain. I've talked with Manny, I've talked with a number of my friends who are African American. But I mean, I live in the largest American city, and so it's very hard to understand by talking to people here what the rest of the world thinks or the rest of the country thinks, because it's just and I think that cities, you know, I lived in California for almost 4 years, and the difference, I mean, if you talk about California, everybody thinks about San Francisco and L.A., and if they're really sophisticated, Sacramento. Well, it turns out that 90% of the population of California doesn't live in those three cities. They're basically farmers. So when you have to figure out, and this is one of the reasons why I really highly object to the new practice in science of mashing studies together so you get a larger pool, is it depends who asks the questions, who asks the questions of whom, under what circumstances, how the questions were asked, when the questions were asked, how they were worded. So it's very hard to take things together. If you ask, and if you say, well, this came out of California, what part of California? And even Northern Southern California are ostensibly two states. One has the water, one doesn't. Someone said when I first moved to California that you can't understand the politics of California until you understand the politics of water, and I think that's absolutely true. So it's just, it would be absolutely interesting to find out whether, especially African Americans of a certain age, of people who grew up with O.J. and watched him play football and watched him in the Hertz commercials. And it's worth seeing. O.J. made in America. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're not going to play me. Okay, well, so I guess we're not doing the DVD sounder today. Okay.
My bad.
Yeah. Okay. yeah, since I just mentioned it. All right, we've got, I've got four DVDs to mention for you. As I said, I can tell you what's coming out on of TV programs, but I haven't seen them, so I can't review them, so it really doesn't make a huge amount of sense. And there were so many DVDs that, for example, the X-File. Is that on DVD? Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to decide. I guess we'll just do them in some kind of order. 10 Cloverfield Lane is... the reason to see this, as far as I'm concerned, is John Goodman, who is completely terrifying in this. A young woman wakes up in an underground bunker with two strangers, one of whom claims to have rescued her during a global chemical attack that has rendered living on the surface impossible. She's badly injured and in need of medical attention, so she tries her best to remain on good terms with her captor and other stranger. Refusing to accept a stranger's explanation for keeping her captive in a bunker, she undergoes an escape attempt, determined to find out for herself what lies on the other side of the locked door. A lot of people really like this, I suppose, because we're not used to seeing John Goodman in that particular role, and I thought he was absolutely terrific in it. But the ending seems to me to be, at best, ambiguous. Did you see this one?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it probably will do okay on DVD, just because, I mean, lots of things do that people are willing to pay. They have Netflix, so they're not really paying anything on it, or Redbox, and so they can take the entire family for $3.28. London Has Fallen did not get very good reviews. I kind of thought it was silly fun, but I like Gerard Butler, and Aaron Eckhart, I think, can do no wrong. Morgan Freeman is in this one. Angela Bassett, Melissa Leo, so it's got a huge cast. Robert Forster, Jackie Earl Haley. Now, remember that we had D.C., or I think it was The White House Down was the one that was before this. After the British Prime Minister passes away under strange circumstances and Western leaders fled into London for his funeral, a plot to kill them and change the direction of the entire world is revealed. In the same way the White House fell to attack, London soon overwhelmed by terrorists. The United States President Benjamin Asher, his Secret Service chief Mike Banning, and an English agent are the only ones left to try to find a way to save the world. Asher and Banning survived the fall of Olympus, but can they and the world survive the fall of London? So I guess it was Olympus has fallen. And that one, Gerard Butler is the Secret Service agent who's visiting the White House or something. This one, he's going to the funeral. So, yeah. I mean, I kind of liked it. It depends. You know, I think it's silly, stupid fun, but it's noisy. And I just think Aaron Eckhart is a great president. I think, you know, I would definitely vote for him. On a significantly lighter note, and Hugh Jackman is probably the only name. Well, Christopher Walken is in this, too. Christopher Walken plays the oddest part, and he always looks these days like he's having fun. Have you noticed that? And he does not have a face for fun, but he does look like he's having fun. He played a Frank Sinatra-esque with a daughter who was trying to follow in his footsteps, an egomaniac, over the last couple of weeks, I think. But this one, I'm not going to tell you what he plays. All right, this is based on a true story. Michael Edwards has a deep passion for ski jumping, and he hopes that enthusiasm will take him all the way to an Olympic win. As the first person for Great Britain to compete in this event, there's a lot of pressure on him, but he also has a can-do attitude. He's determined not to let any obstacles stand in his way. Now, unfortunately, that's kind of a spoiler in that the whole first half of the movie is him trying to get to the Olympics. He enlists the aid of Bronson Peary to be his coach, who's Hugh Jackman, and the whole country starts to get excited about his Olympic bid. By the time he competes, he even has a new nickname, Eddie the Eagle. I just thought this was really fun in that it's, you know, it's kind of rocky on ice, and we sort of know more or less what's going to happen, but we don't care. The ride is part of the fun. All right, so we've got a noisy shoot 'em up. We've got kind of a scary movie with an ambiguous ending. We've got a Rocky-like on skis. And now the best movie on DVD, which I don't think anybody saw in the theaters, and I'm not sure that they're going to do it on DVD, but it really is worth seeing. It's really a lovely movie. And Charlotte Rampling was, I think, nominated for an Oscar for this role. It's called 45 Years. A retired couple is forced to face the reality of their marriage when the man's past love life comes back to haunt him. Although Jeff and Kate have been married for almost 45 years, the foundation of their entire relationship is threatened by a new revelation about one of Jeff's ex-lovers. Now, these people have been married for 45 years, so it's a 45-year-old plus secret. Kate begins to doubt her entire marriage as a result, and many unanswered questions are brought to light while Jeff struggles with the ghost of what might have been. All right, now this is kind of an old-fashioned movie with terrific performances. It's the idea is that it's set just before Charlotte is planning their 45th anniversary party, and she's a gardener, and it's a very British kind of setup and play. But the acting is terrific, and watching both of them, I mean, both of them are really, to a very large extent, at the top of their game, and watching the two of them negotiate each other, and you have the sense that you're watching real life as opposed to just watching a movie. Which, I mean, all, the other three movies, you're absolutely going to feel like you're watching a movie. But this one is kind of like looking through somebody's window. It's really very good. All right, so 10 Cloverfield Lane is worth seeing, mostly for John Goodman's performance, because we're so used to him being kind of a charming Falstaffian character. Not in this one, but we're not sure. London Has Fallen, Aaron Eckhart and Gerard Butler are doing their macho thing in London this time. Eddie the Eagle is based on a true story and is a feel-good movie that you can watch with your kids. 45 Years is just a really good, solid look at a marriage and the things that drive us apart and bring us together, and the stresses and strains and strengths of marriage. So it's absolutely worth watching. All four are reviewed at drjoy.com. All you have to do is look for them. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Okay, I'll tell you what I think we should do here. Do we have a program director question we can slot in here, because we don't have a whole lot of time?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do that.
All right. Let's see, here we go.
All right, I will sing the Star Spangled Banner while you find it.
So please. Okay, so we have Jessica here, and she says, psychologically, how are terrorists radicalized to resort to violent or coercive means to reach their ends rather than nonviolent means?
How can
government intervention and processes due to change psychology of activists from resorting to violent means and achieve their means? How can government intervention and processes convince terrorists to revert back to nonviolent means?
Okay, well, let's deal with that. I mean, long before ISIS, we knew about ISIS, I was going to say before ISIS existed, but I'm not sure that that's true, but long before we knew about ISIS, I would talk about teenagers, and by paying no attention to what they wanted, and for them feeling that they had no access to get what they wanted, that we were making emotional terrorists. And this is before, I mean, I'm not sure that I would say exactly the same thing now, just because that whole issue of terrorism has become so politically fraught. But it's the basics, if you're talking about the psychology of how does someone become a terrorist, they feel that there is nothing for them to gain by following the rules. That's by definition what a revolutionary is, what a terrorist by definition implies that they are trying to overthrow the system or a system by violent means. So the idea being that you can create people who have the potential for violence by them feeling that they have no access to the things that are important to them in their life. Now, what we know in third world countries is that terrorists prey on the weakest, the poorest, the least balanced, because if your life is going very well for you, if you're educated and I suppose we can sort of divide the world into terrorism into two different categories. One of people who truly believe in their cause, of zealots, who will do anything for the cause. And those people are almost impossible to stop because they are truly willing to give their life for the cause, because they believe in it so strongly, and they've been there through history. I mean, in terms that the term zealot actually comes from the tribe that Jesus came from, that were called zealots. And one of the reasons supposedly that he was singled out was because Rome was really afraid of them, because they were very aggressive and very violent kind of people. He was not, but he came from a group of people who were willing to do anything to overthrow the system. Hang on, and we'll get to the rest of it in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Freddie, 855-993-7569. We've got asked a question by Jessica to talk about the psychological underpinnings of terrorism. And as I said, we've been talking about terrorism for long before we knew about the term ISIS. And the idea being that somebody who feels that they have nothing to gain by following the rules in the system. And to a certain extent, even though I divide the world into two different categories, that people who are religious zealots, for example, also feel that the system is irrelevant to them. It's not that they can't gain anything from it, but the things that they can gain aren't achievable through the system. So to a certain extent, everybody falls in the same category. But for our purposes, dividing them into two categories makes more sense, because one is recruited and one is not. One has the burning desire to make the world safe for Christians or for Muslims or for sort of straight people or for whatever. I mean, so, and they have, they don't need to be recruited. They have that, that burning sense that the rules on this earth are not relevant to them, that they they're literally answering to a higher power. Okay, so let's deal with the recruitment part. And historically, that people who are willing to die fall, again, into one of those two categories. I mean, you could say that, that patriotism is a zealotry as well. But we're talking about during peacetime, although people would argue that it is, in fact, a war going on. And but you, you recruit people who have nothing to gain within the system, whether it means they can't be educated or they can't earn enough money to earn a bride price so they can never get married, or because of their caste or their religion or for some other reason they cannot rise, they cannot achieve the goals in society that are important to them. So if you can't achieve what you want by following the rules, then breaking the rules is going to be much less odious. So you, you get people who, for whatever reason, cannot succeed or do not believe that they can succeed within the system. So you get people on the fringe. You get people who have mental problems. You have people who are not employable, who, for whatever reason, cannot help them achieve their life goals. So they are very susceptible to being, to first of all, being included. Of outsiders, by definition, are easier to recruit because they do not have a stable system that supports them. They do not have a way of achieving what everybody wants, which is to be happy, to be loved, to be respected. So if you take, and this has been true of cults, and you could argue that terrorists are just cults with guns, that people who have nothing to gain mean that they have nothing to lose in their mind. And so those are people that are relatively easy to recruit. People who have mental problems, who have emotional problems, who have financial problems, who have relational problems, because you're offering them a family structure, and that's one of the things that cults and terrorists, whether you call themselves, that you become part of a larger group. Your life has a larger function, that you are appreciated, you are extolled, you are admired. There's also often promises to family members that if you die a martyr, that your family will be honored, that your family will be paid, that that you will have, 93 virgins or something in heaven. So it's the same reason. It's the same way that cults get people. It's the same way that that any group that is opposing the status quo recruits is saying, you can't, that by definition, you can't get anything by following the rules, so come with us, and we will give you all those things that you want. Okay. Now, the issue of violence becomes just the means to an end, is this is how to achieve what you want. Now, whether it's that immortality, or that Allah will appreciate you, or that you will sit at the right hand of God, or that Jesus has said that this is what you need to do, they're just different variations on exactly the same theme, which is one of my questions yesterday when I was talking with, I think it was Michael, who was a caller, and I said, okay, you're in, he said, well, both the candidates are going to have to come down on terrorism. I said, okay, I'll make you the terrorist director of either candidate. What policies? I mean, by definition, these are people who have nothing to lose, that they have infinite time to plan, that they don't mind dying, that and they feel that they are answering a higher calling. How can any, I mean, by definition, how can any government deal with that? Because these people are as outside the government, their own government, as they are a threat to our way of life, or at least to our probably not to our way of life, but to our, I mean, the thing about terrorists is, it's not about how many people you kill. It's about how many people you scare. And by scaring people, that you're undermining people's confidence in the government's ability to protect them. And that's one of the primary reasons that people follow a government, is they feel that they are safe. Once that illusion has been destroyed, then governments are less stable, more prone to overthrow or to undermining or whatever. Now, we live in a democracy that is really a relatively stable form of government. We have change. We have orderly change. We have bloodless change every 4 or 8 years in that we have elections and we can say to people, and we're perfectly capable of yelling at people. All you have to do is look at the internet to understand that this is not a country that worries about saying the right thing or doing the right thing or opposing people in authority. So our country presumably is less prone to bloody revolution because we have the mechanism for having bloodless revolution every time you go to the polls, that you can change the government without shooting anybody. And understand that we have homegrown terrorists as well. I mean, yesterday, I think, was the anniversary of Timothy McVeigh trial, and he was not a terrorist. The Orlando guy, and I'm not going to ever talk about his name, and the only reason I say Timothy McVeigh is to point out, I should have just said the Oklahoma bomber. It would have been better. I will from now on do that. Was an American citizen. He was born in the United States. And it turns out that he may have been, that he was a frequent visitor at the club that he massacred. So things, this may have almost nothing to do with his pledge allegiance to ISIS. It may have to do with his own social life. The point being that is there a way to stamp out terrorists? I think the answer is to not be afraid, because terrorism really affects us most grievously and most in the largest way when we become fearful. As long as we're not fearful, you're much more at risk for being in a car accident. We don't say, oh my goodness, I'm not going to get in my car today. Right. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com.